Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth, the catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Woody Held. Batting second, the shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting third, the center fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Al Luplau. Batting eighth, the catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. And now, play ball. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle takes first base on ball four. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Kindle moves to second. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Francona for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby strikes out. Two outs. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman strikes out. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant strikes out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland strikes out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw strikes out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasbye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbye is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasbye hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 1 in the game. Luplow strikes out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger strikes out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive towards first. Francona reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Held strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ward moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Luplow. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Ward scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alvis for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-2 in the game. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-2 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-3 in the game. Hershberger strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball towards left. Tasby settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Tasby. Peters moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-2 in the game. Tasby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-2 in the game. Luplow hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-2 in the game. Neiman bunts towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Luplow moves to second. One out. Gene Green pinch hits for Mudcat Grant. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Allen now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-3 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis juggles the ball. That's an error on Alvis. Al Weiss pinch runs for Dave Nicholson. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing center field. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Floyd Robinson now playing left field. Fred Whitfield pinch hits FO. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitfield for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 3 in the game. Kirkland strikes out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 3 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.